Good day, everyone. Good day. Today is Monday, January 29, 2018, and this is the Walking Leader 365. This week, we're going to continue talking about the 7 habits of highly effective people. This course, Dr. Stephen Covey's course, not just his book, but I actually took the course. It changed my life. It changed the way I thought. It changed the way I think today. It changed the way I do business. It changes the way I've lived my life. It changes the way. It changes everything. It really, truly does. If you've not been exposed to the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, I suggest you pick up the book. Pick up the audiobook. Pick up the audiobook. Definitely pick up the audiobook. You're going to get more out of the audiobook than you will just the book all by itself, because it could seem a little overwhelming. It's a lot of information packed into one pocket-sized book, and pocket, well, larger than a pocket, but it's fantastic, the information there, and that's why I say get the audiobook along with the book. You can follow along with the book, follow along the exercises, but the audiobook, it's in you. You're hearing it, you're understanding it, you're grasping it. You can always stop, go back, replay it, and it won't get boring. You'll get it faster. It's that important. It's such an important tool to anyone's life. And Dr. Stephen Covey passed away not so long ago, but when he wrote this book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, it was magic. It was pure gold. It was platinum. And with that, it's just impacted a lot of people's lives. A lot of things have changed because of it, because of that book and the courses and the teachings of Dr. Stephen Covey. And now I recommend it, and I like to revisit it every beginning of every year. I like to revisit all the 7 habits because it helps get me back on track. It helps me realize that, hey, the changes I made were for the better. And we start to slip as the year goes by or goes on, and we slip back into some old nasty habits, and that's okay, because we can always get out of those nasty habits and get rid of them and return back to something that we like, that'll help us prosper, that'll help us grow as individuals. And that's where I'm coming from with this. So this week I want to talk about habit number 2, begin with the end in mind. Begin with the end in mind. Remember that there's an end. And so when you want to start, remember what that end is. So you have a goal. Say you want to have $1 million in a bank. I want to have $1 million in a bank saved that are earning interest and I can live off that interest. I know $1 million is not going to cut it anymore. I think they say now you need like $4 million at least in the bank earning you interest just so you can live off of it. And not to live like a millionaire, but to live comfortably and have that money for the rest of your life and pass it on to your children and have a legacy and leave them a financial legacy. Unfortunately, way too many of us, the only legacy our parents and our grandparents are leaving us is a legacy of debt, is a legacy of improper fiscal management, improper managing of money. Because again, no one taught us how to save money. No one taught us how to manage money. It's not a school requirement. You don't need that. You don't need a class in balancing a checkbook to graduate from high school or college. And yet that's where we suffer. Trust me, I wish I had that class when I was in school. Money Management 101. Folks, you have to teach yourself, unfortunately. You have to break those bad habits to create brand new good habits. And how do you break a bad habit? Well, you figure out what it is you want to accomplish. Now, you can put $1 million, and there's one bad habit. Well, there's a couple of bad habits, but the number one is robbing a bank. Well, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. And obviously, by the same token, the person that wants that quick, easy buck will see as well having to work for it and earning that money the old-fashioned way is not a good thing to them. Do you see where I'm going with this? Yet, they know what they want. They want $1 million in the bank. They want $1 million so they don't have to work another day in their lives. I get that. But to get there, you have to begin someplace. You have to start somewhere. You have to say, you know what? I've got this dream. I've got this goal. I've got this vision. I've got now a mission. And that is to begin now, to working towards $1 million. When I was 18, my ultimate dream was to retire at 45. That way I had time to enjoy life, enjoy my family, enjoy friends, enjoy doing things. But along the way, life occurred. So I never planned properly for retirement. I never planned properly to retire at 45. Most people want to retire at 65. My grandparents did that. And, you know, while that's great, I wanted those 20 extra years, those 2 decades extra, just to do what I want to do. And unfortunately, that wasn't the case. Again, because of those bad habits. So beginning with the end in mind, I want to start now and saying, hey, look, I want $1 million. I want $1 million by this time next year. Realistically, it could happen. Unrealistically, might not happen. Or realistically, it might not happen. Then again, realistically, it could happen. So you see where I'm going with this? It's what you do with it and how you act on it right now. So beginning with the end in mind, I know that now I have set a date. January, all right, let's take it to the end. January 31st, 2019, I will have $1 million in the bank. I have got to now work backwards over the next 12 months where I need to be at month 11, month 10, month 9, 8, 7, 6, all the way down to today. Today, I write it down. Today, I make that plan. I'm beginning. I want $1 million in 12 months. How am I going to do it? I start working and focusing on the here, the now, the present. Sure, it's great to dream, it's great to look ahead, but if you're not doing anything to make that a reality, what have you got? Bad habits, that's what you've got. Bad habits. And the other bad habit might also be, well, what we're looking at right here, right now, is dreaming and hoping and wishing and wanting. And that's a bad habit when we dream, hope, and want, but we're not doing anything to get it. When all we're doing is just repeating the same old thing and refusing to accept that there's going to have to be change made in everyone's life. Everyone. No one's immune. Just because you've achieved a certain position in life, either through education, through money, through working hard, through family status, you still have to change. All of that has to change. Because that'll only get you so far. Because if you go sitting and resting on your laurels thinking, hey, well, I'm an MD now. That's it. I don't need anything more. You're wrong. You still need to continue your education. Well, I am now the matriarch or the patriarch of the family. If that's all you got, and you've got nothing else to build on, to foster growth, and to pass on, other than just more bad, nasty habits, then what have you got? You've got nothing. You have got to change. We all have got to change. Whether we want to admit it or not, we have to change. You know, I'm raising a family. I'm raising a son. I'm raising a daughter. And in that, I have to say, you know what? I can no longer do this. I can no longer have other people do my dirty work. So I set that standard. And then I expect my children not to do anybody else's dirty work. And yet, here comes along somebody that says, hey, Dave, can you do this dirty work for me? No, that is wrong. Why do I have to bear that burden? Because someone else is a coward? Because someone else is afraid? Because someone else can easily say yes, but is afraid to say no? You see what I'm talking about? Beginning with the end in mind. You want to change your life? You have to begin at some point. You want $1 million? You have to begin with $1. Folks, that's kind of what's going on this week. So we're going to talk about beginning with the end in mind. I'm going to throw you some strategies, some things to look at, some things to think about. And then we're going to go from there. And if you got any questions, any questions at all, please do not hesitate. Let me know. Let me know ASAP. Drop me an email, davidgara.com or Twitter at davegara. I want to know. I want to help. We're here to help each other. That's what this year is all about, is helping each other grow. And sometimes it's going to be hard. Sometimes it's going to be a lonely path. Sometimes it's going to be a difficult path. But guess what? At the end, if we're not growing, we're dying. And folks, I want to keep growing until my very last breath. Have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.